Start a few questions for Sam.
Sam, last year you got rushed in here. Just talk about how maybe more comfortable it is being able to spend training camp down here and get going before preseason.
Yeah. You know, like I've said throughout the offseason, you know, just having the time to spend here during the offseason, obviously, you know, I think it's just better for everyone. You know, our communication is better, you know, just having the time to work through some routes, work through, you know, really everything as opposed to what we had to do last year and kind of learn everything on the fly. You know, being able to be down here and go through training camp is obviously, you know, a definite bonus compared to last year's situation.
Thursday, the first preseason game?
You know, just get out there and look sharp. You know, I'm not sure how much we're going to play. We haven't really talked about that yet. But, you know, when we're in there, you know, I want us to be crisp and have the huddle. I want us to execute, you know, and go down and score. You know, I think that's really, you know, what we're looking for, you know, to kind of set the tone for, you know, the rest of the preseason going into the season.
Sam, in your relationship with Pat Shurmur, going back to St. Louis even, how much freedom does he generally give quarterbacks at the line of scrimmage, and what's your level of comfortability with him?
Yeah, you know, again, like I've said, you know, all offseason, you know, me and Pat have, you know, a great relationship, and, you know, I think he's got a lot of trust in me. You know, I've got a lot of trust in him, and, you know, I think now having been with him, you know, as long as I have, you know, I think, you know, especially this offseason, you know, after kind of reviewing last year and, you know, things that we were able to do and talking about where we wanted to go moving forward, you know, I think he has given us, as quarterbacks, some more freedom at the line of scrimmage to go up there, you know, to change plays, to get in and out of good plays, or, you know, save ourselves from running a play against a bad look. And so, you know, that's been nice. You know, obviously it's a little more on our plate this year, but, you know, I think it can put us into some good situations.
Was there a point last year where you felt like you gained that hold on the offense, or was it just kind of playing catch up the entire year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I got to a point where I was comfortable with everything that we were doing last year, but, you know, I think that comfort level was still, you know, at a pretty basic level of that offense. You know, just having been around it, you know, especially Norv stuff early in the year, and then obviously, you know, the later in the year we got, you know, kind of the more things Pat implemented, things that we had done together in Philly or St. Louis, you know, I felt really comfortable kind of with those things, possibly getting us, you know, in and out of those, but, you know, not like it is now.
When you're empowered to do things like change protections, maybe, for instance, at the line, how much does that help a quarterback on top of the options and other play calls?
You know, we've always, you know, been able to do that with protection, so I don't think that's really anything new. But, you know, just being in control, you know, obviously you just feel very confident that you're going to be able, you know, to make the right decisions, you know, to get yourself protected and then hopefully put yourself and your team in a good position to run a play that has a chance to be successful.
Sam, you didn't get to play with him as many reps as you did last year with Jarius Wright.
Yeah.
This camp, what type of piece is he to this offense? What can he be this season?
Yeah, you know, I think Jay Wright can be extremely valuable to us. Just, you know, his quickness and his speed, you know, in the slot. You know, it's just nice having a guy like that in the slot out there. You know, he beats one-on-one coverage consistently, you know, whether it be on some quick option-type routes or, you know, even on the deeper stuff, you know, with his vertical speed. And so to have a guy that you can use, you know, in that slot role that can, you know, both kind of take the top off a defense or at least scare him with his vertical speed and then also work some of the underneath option-type routes, you know, you can use him in a variety of ways to create some matchups that you feel like, you know, are advantageous for us.
Sam, can you talk about the fans here? You always talk about the fans here. This is your one and only year at Mankato. What kind of things
can
we take away?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, honestly, I wasn't really sure what to expect when I came down here just because I had never gone away to training camp. And, you know, to be honest, I was probably not in the greatest mood about having to stay in a dorm again. But my experience down here has been awesome. You know, it's been better than I probably could have imagined it being. And I think a lot of it has to do with just the fans. You know, I didn't expect as many people show up to walk through at 10:30 in the morning, you know, and make that a little bit more exciting for us. And then obviously at practice, the crowds have been great. You know, I think all of us will tell you, you know, especially in training camp, you know, when it gets a little bit monotonous and it's kind of the same thing every day, you know, when we come out here, you know, it at least gives you a little bit of energy and a little bit of extra motivation to come out here, you know, and play well because they're out here supporting us.
Sam, what's it been like working with Coach Stefanski so far and just him transitioning in?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I think he's done a good job. You know, obviously, you know, I'm not sure, you know, that transition obviously going from, you know, the running backs last year to quarterbacks is, you know, obviously quite different. But, you know, he's handled it great. You know, he's very organized. You know, I think he's got great knowledge of our system and of the game. And I've really enjoyed just sitting down and watching tape with him. You know, when we turn on the tape and we watch defenses, you know, that we faced last year, defenses that we're going to face this year, and just learning more about defense and what he knows, and him kind of explaining different route concepts that we're running and what we're expecting and how he wants us to read them. You know, I think just those meetings with him, you know, it's been some of my most, you know, probably enjoyable time spent in that quarterback room.
He's coached a bunch of different positions with this franchise. Do you get the sense that he's still learning your position now, or does it feel like he's pretty expert and up to speed?
No, I mean, I think, you know, obviously I don't think you would know that it was probably his first year coaching quarterbacks, you know, if you didn't know it. And I think that, you know, working with other positions, you know, and understanding the offense and the game from the other positions on offense probably makes it a little bit easier for him to explain things, you know, and what we can expect from those guys. You know, so I think that's pretty valuable for him to just kind of have a greater understanding, you know, of the offense and what we're doing.
Sam, it seemed like you guys have been more mobile, whether it's you rolling out or design moving pocket kind of stuff. What is the biggest thing that does for you as a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it just changes the launch point. You know, I think, you know, when you're playing defenses that have good pass rushes, you know, it makes it tough on your offensive line if you drop back in the same spot every time. And if you're running, you know, 5 and 6 man protection, those guys aren't getting a lot of help. And so, you know, if we can mix in some play action, if we can mix in, you know, some nakeds where I get outside the pocket, or just straight sprint out where I get outside the pocket, you know, and change the launch point, you know, it just makes it a little bit tougher for those guys to tee off up front. You know, I'm not really sure. You know, you'd probably have to ask Pat exactly, you know, why that's, you know, showed up a little bit more. Yeah, it might have been something that, you know, because when I was in St. Louis, we did a fair amount of it. And I don't know if it just wasn't in last year, and so it was hard to implement, and something that we've worked on this year to hopefully, you know, try to take advantage of. But, you know, I remember my rookie year with him, it seemed like, you know, we ran quite a few nakeds just to get outside of the pocket.
Sam, whenever Latavius can get back, what's he going to bring to this offense, and maybe it's a little different?
You know, I think we're honestly all waiting to kind of find out. You know, obviously we know he's a very talented player. You know, I think we all feel very confident with the running back group that we have right now. I mean, I think we've got three guys that can really play and play at a high level. You know, it'll be nice. It was obviously good just to see him out there today going through individual, you know, being able, you know, to throw him the ball a few times, get a few handoffs, just see him move. But, you know, to get him out there on the field, I think we're all excited, you know, just to figure out exactly, you know, what type of player he is.
From your experience when you're working with younger running backs versus a veteran, how much does that help in pass protection and blitz pickup and that sort of thing?
You know, I would say blitz pickup is usually the one area that's, you know, I would say your older guys usually have a better grasp on than the rookies, just because, you know, it's something that I feel like a lot of younger guys probably haven't done or haven't seen the types of blitzes that we see in this league. And so, you know, I think, you know, pass pro is an area that, you know, usually a rookie has to come in and kind of figure out before, you know, he gets comfortable in that role. But, you know, I think all of our guys are really good pass protectors, you know, and I feel confident with any of them in there picking up a blitz.
So it seems like every day you come up with a big play to Stephon Diggs out there. First of all, is your relationship growing with him even more so far here in camp? And I guess why is it so good?
Yeah. I mean, because Diggs is really good, you know, I think is the bottom line. But, you know, just having time to spend around him, you know, during the off season. You know, I think a lot of it even just off the field. You know, our lockers are by each other. You know, just talking to them, developing that chemistry. You know, I think the better relationship you have with someone, you know, off the field, the easier it is to trust them when you step on the field. And so, you know, I think just having been around him now for, you know, all of last year and then this off season and just getting some work in, you know, I think that's helped. But, you know, I think a lot of it's just him. You know, he does a great job getting open. He does a great job beating coverage. You know, he's one of those guys as a quarterback that you really just enjoy throwing to.
Speaking of chemistry with receivers, Jarius didn't play a lot last year, so he said maybe you guys didn't develop as much chemistry as perhaps would have been ideal. How was that come along? You had a couple nice strikes to him the other night.
Yeah. And I mean, I know you weren't here, but I just answered that one. And, you know, I think Jay Wright is, you know, I think he'd be a big piece in this offense just because, you know, he possesses a good mix of vertical speed and quickness where, you know, he can threaten a defender by running by him on a vertical route, but he's also got enough quickness and kind of quick twitch that, you know, we can work him on some of the intermediate option routes. And so when you have a guy like that in the slot, you know, and you can get him matched up against, you know, a nickel or, you know, for some reason, you know, they stay base and we get him out there against a linebacker. I mean, we just really like those matchups. And I think having him and being able to kind of move him around from slot to slot, you know, I think he could be really big for us.
Was your answer better the first time or the second time?
I don't know. That's a good question. I tried to give the same answer, but it's hard to repeat the words exactly. So,
just with Coach Shermer and how long you guys have worked together, how much have you seen him tailor this offense now to your strengths? And are you able to go to him and kind of tell him what looks you like and prefer?
You know, I think we've been around each other long enough, and, you know, he's watched me play long enough that, you know, he kind of knows what I see well, what I like to run, you know, what we've had success with in the past. And, you know, I said it the other day, I think one of the greatest strengths with Pat is the fact that, you know, he's always willing to adapt and he's always willing to change the offense if he feels like, you know, we can add something that's going to make it better. You know, I think if you look at where we started, you know, with the offense in St. Louis to where it is now, you know, he's kind of taken bits of, you know, what we did in St. Louis, bits of what we did in Philadelphia, things that we did last year with Norv, you know, and can kind of combined it into one offense, and it's kind of things that we've done well along the way. And so I just think being able to do that, you know, and not just, hey, this is what we do, this is how we do it, we're not changing, you know, having someone who's willing to change and you can have those talks with, you know, I think it is much better for everyone.
Last couple for Sam.
You said you've never been away to a remote training camp before, so after a couple weeks down here instead of the team facility, what are your impressions?
Yeah, like I said, I think it's awesome. Yeah, I think that, you know, we've all had a really good time down here. You know, I think it's cool just, you know, I think what's different maybe a little bit about some of the ones I've been in the past is just, you know, when you're staying at a hotel, it seems like, guys, you know, when you get back to the hotel, you just kind of go to your room. You know, there's not as much bonding as, you know, here it seems like we're always together, you know, spending time, you know, whether it be in the cafeteria, before meetings, after meetings, at snack, you know, watching the one TV that's downstairs. So, you know, I just feel like it's been a great couple weeks here just spending time with each other.
Sam, you mentioned conversations you had with Mike Zimmer about expanding your knowledge of coverages and stuff like that. Where do you expect that to show up in improvements in your game? What do you think that will help you?
You know, hopefully decision making, you know, being able to just recognize, you know, coverages faster, you know, with probably some of the new freedoms that we have to change plays at the line of scrimmage, you know, possibly being able to recognize a blitz or recognize a coverage quicker, you know, and get to a play that's going to suit that coverage or something that we can beat that coverage with. You know, I think that's where it would really show up and help me out.
Great. Thank you.
All right.